Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is a special guest, Bishop Robert Brennan of the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Bishop.
Hello, Father Adam, and hello to everybody listening.
Great to have you. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. Guide and direct our lives according to your will, and help us to always be receptive to your truths. We ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Bishop, welcome. This is the first of a series of conversations we'll be having. Maybe I like to think of it as one ongoing conversation. But I always like to start out talking about how a person encountered the Lord, or how maybe the story of their own conversion, or how they took the faith more seriously or accepted it for themselves, in a sense to humanize this encounter with Christ.
For me, it began in the family. It really was. I'm the eldest of five. I have two brothers, two sisters. And I would say that everything I learned about the faith really came from the beginning with my parents. I often talk about it with young families. Sometimes it's the simple visual things like the nativity set at Christmas and talking about baby Jesus and telling the story. I remember the vivid memories for me had to do with prayer, grace before meals. And I remember kneeling at the bed at night and praying. We would pray the basic prayers, sign of the cross, the Our Father, and the Hail Mary. And then we had this, our own litany, and I think very familiar to most people, where you would start, you know, God bless, and you name all the people in your life. And, you know, as we got a little bit older, but not old enough to be on our own with it, you know, we got a little silly sometimes praying for the family dog and all of that. But these were the intentions of our hearts. And so in some ways, you know, I don't remember my parents specifically preaching or talking about it that much. It was really more by doing. It was just that we prayed, and this was a way of doing two things, I think. Those nighttime prayers taught me that we really do need to be thankful to God and depend upon God for everything we have. That was a very profound lesson that was never spoken, but like I said, was given by experience. And then the other is an expression of love, that we, in that litany, we really did make an act of love for each person in our family and in our lives by name, and entrusted them to God. And that's probably the greatest act of love that we can do, is entrusting people to God.
Yeah, what strikes me, of course, is, you know, it's a common theme that we hear, and especially with priests and their own conversion story, is the importance of the family. And, you know, and it starts small, you know. But the other thing that really strikes me is the importance of prayer, right, in your story. And what kind of struck my heart is, especially if you came from a family that has always prayed together or made time to kind of, you know, the parents pray with the children, you it's almost like a natural way of learning how to pray.
It does. And, you know, my folks would not describe themselves as holy rollers or even as a very religious family. I think they really approached it as, this is just what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was the right thing to do. So, you know, I know there are people who have even deeper and longer habits of prayer in the family. So we were never really doing the family rosary or some other devotional activities. In my family, it was really the very simple. It was the grace before meals and the nighttime prayers. And then as we got older, but also Mass, you know, we were brought to Mass from that very early age. And our whole weekend revolved around what Mass we would be going to. And that stayed right through high school and even college. I mean, it was, you know, the family, the decision, okay, what mass are we going to? And then you plan all of the other activities. So, you know, those things, they leave a deep impression in your life. But like I said, my family, they wouldn't consider themselves the real holy ones.
Yeah.
You know, you hear of other devotions, and that's laudable. I give people credit for being able to do that. But I say do what you can, not what you can't, and
yeah.
really do it.
Now, you're also a product of Catholic education.
Yes.
As well. Did that play a role in your life as a disciple?
As a matter of fact, it did. And, you know, when I talk again about my family, as we got older because of the Catholic school experience, a lot of our Catholic practices then started to grow as a family. There were things that we were taught in school that we would be reinforcing at home. So some of the activities, I remember when we were young, like probably second grade, we had to build an altar, you know, out of a shoebox. And that was an activity that you had to do with your parents. You couldn't do that on your own. And it left an impression because we had to talk about what went on the altar and what it was for and why we did it. Those little activities went a long way. Some of our prayers also became a little more sophisticated. As we learned other prayers in school, we were taught to bring them home. The interesting thing about Catholic education is when I first started kindergarten, it was in the Bronx, and I went to St. Raymond's School, and we were able to do that. It's funny, but every other experience of Catholic school, we actually backed into. It didn't look like I would be able to go to a Catholic school. It didn't look like when we moved. It looked like the school was going to be full, and I couldn't go to the Catholic school. And I did not do well in the public school setting. I couldn't understand why everyone wasn't standing in line. Or didn't rise when somebody walked in the room. But, you know, high school, same thing. It was like last minute. Looked like it wasn't going to happen, and it did. So I see the hand of the Lord in that.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship with your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me today is Bishop Robert Brennan of the Diocese of Columbus. And we've been talking about how he became really a disciple of the Lord, following the Lord. So through your Catholic education, and then what were some other, after you graduated from high school, you went into at college at St. John's, is that right?
I did. And that was another example where we waited for the financial package to come. We actually placed a deposit on another school. And when St. John's came through, yes, I went to St. John's. There was a diocesan, there was a seminary available, a college seminary, but I had chosen at that point. I knew I wanted to be a priest, but I also wanted that larger university experience. And so I went to St. John's. I commuted. I worked in my parish. I say, in some ways, the Vincentians provided a minor seminary for me by the ability to go to Mass and be part of campus life, campus Catholic life, and then also in my home parish.
Great. When was it that you figured out you were called to be a priest?
I can't point to a particular moment. It always seems to have been there. And as I get a little bit older, I look back even at First Communion and that missal that you're given in some of the pictures and being fascinated by the Eucharist. I wasn't saying that I want to be a priest then, but just being fascinated by the Eucharist. I would say that by the time I was in about fourth or fifth grade, I know it was always an option. I guess it became stronger when I was in high school because I worked in the parish and I got to know the priest at a different level. And we had a fairly large house of priests who got along with each other and really enjoyed what they were doing. And I think that was one of the things that solidified it for me, seeing how much they enjoyed the things they did as priests.
And then after St. John's, you went into seminary.
I went directly into seminary. I was able to take my philosophy at St. John's, and so I could go right into theology, and that would have been at the seminary for the diocese, which was in Huntington, New York.
And certainly there was growth there in following the Lord.
Oh, indeed. Both in college and in the seminary. In college, it was a different kind. It wasn't that strict formation, but I was surrounded by very good people who challenged and encouraged along the way. Seminary, yeah, you turn yourself over to that formation process in the seminary, And so, you know, there were great opportunities for prayer and to experience prayer at a much, much deeper level in the seminary. Certainly the day is ordered around prayer. And, of course, the academic study, I learned a lot. I thought I had it all, and I learned that I needed a lot more.
Now, I'm not this might be a controversial question. I like to say that just to get the listeners' attention. But, I mean, you are a very joyful man filled with great hope and great intensity and energy, too, you know. Have you always been like that? Like, is that like the personality, or, you know, like, is it just the power of the Lord in you, you know?
That is a difficult question. I don't know. I guess some of it does seem to come naturally. And then there's I've seen the example of others and I see how that lifted me up. So it was sort of a contagion of sort. and you know, I see some of it in other members of my family. So I guess it is. I have a lot to be grateful for and a lot to be hopeful about.
Well, on that note, let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for Bishop Brennan, and we give you thanks for how you have worked throughout his life and that you have brought him here to be with us, to be our shepherd. We ask that you continue to bless him and draw him ever closer to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me today has been Bishop Brennan. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you. It was great to be with you and to be with everyone who's listening.
Yeah. And until next time, peace and all good.